Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Giddy guarding the inbound man, Oubre, who flips to Grimes. Top key three. No good. Ball knocked away. What a comeback here in United Center as the Bulls rally from 24 down to beat the Sixers. 113 to 111. The Bulls are now the top team in the Eastern Conference as they improve to 6-1.
I'm not sure, is now the time I can give the love to the Bulls?
Absolutely. Let's do it. Hey, Chicago, listen up.
I'm playing incredible. I love that. I think they have six guys and averaging 12 points or more. They don't have one guy that just gets cooking, gets his isolation game on. They have guys that have moved the ball. Billy D, his coach, put them in a system where they pass and cut. They randomly back cut. They do a lot of pick and rolls and confuse, then drive, kick. Everybody is getting to the paint, and it's been super fun to watch.
This is all without Kobe White.
The great Dirk Nowitzki talking about your Chicago Bulls over on Amazon's coverage of the NBA. They were watching that game, and the
Sixers game.
Yeah, the video of it was great, of like the studio going crazy as the Bulls make that comeback.
That's a really good show already. Dirk is the least polished of the former basketball players on that panel. Udonis Haslem did a bunch of stuff at ESPN, right?
Yeah.
Is it ESPN?
Yeah.
And Blake Griffin is...
Blake Griffin is a personality. He's literally doing stand-up comedy now, so...
That is a really comfortable watch, as everybody tries to be as comfortable as the inside the NBA guys.
It's rough to do.
It is, but like hearing those guys talk about the Bulls has been very cool. That's a perfectly chosen cut by our guys, Chris Tannehill and Alex Kuhn, because the whole league and all the league media is kind of a believer in the Bulls in terms of the system. Like, they really appreciate Billy, like Dirk was talking about.
Billy D.
Hall of Fame coach, coaching a style that he wants to be coaching. And he urged the front office to let him pivot to this style a little more than a year ago, and they did. And it's starting to show, and they're deep. All these guys are doing the thing. And so there's an appreciation of that. But right there at the end is Blake Griffin with this little nugget. This is all without Kobe White. Kobe White was their best player last year. Kobe White was a 20 points per game scorer. And they're doing all this without Kobe White. Is he a better player than Josh Giddey? Right now, the way that Josh Giddey's playing, doing a little bit of everything, putting up triple dubs and high assist numbers in general, I wouldn't have thought I was here.
I don't want to turn my back on Kobe, because remember the growth and the moments that Kobe gave us
tremendous,
last year.
Tremendous.
So I don't want to
respect.
Be a prisoner of the moment and not remember that guy was out here putting on a show for people last year.
For sure. For sure. But Josh Giddey is the engine. Right now, he's the engine of the way this team plays. You know, whether you call him the point guard or a point forward or whatever it is.
I actually kind of like it when he's not. I like it when Trey Jones is the in half court offense. In full court, you want Giddey because the way that he can score at the rim, the way that he's pretty good at transition point guarding. In half court, I want Trey Jones with Giddey on a wing because then you get the value of his 3-point shooting. And you're able to have Trey Jones kind of break some stuff down. It'll be interesting to see how they integrate Kobe into this when he comes back.
Yes, it will. From a minutes perspective, but also from a style perspective. From a,
like, I think that he can play in that style. Like he's not a ball hog.
Well, no, I agree. But like I agree. But do you want to make sure that that guy gets his shots because he's a 20 points per game caliber dude who shoots 37% from 3-point land? Like, do you want to make sure he gets? I mean, do you have to think about that and make sure? Or do you just let him fit into what's happening? Fortunately, we have Coby White talking about exactly that from yesterday's shoot around. Here's Coby White on coming back to a team off to a start like this.
I mean, I think the way I play fits perfectly with the way that we play. So quick decisions. I'm not a ball stopper. I don't hold the ball like. You know, I just play to win. So, I mean, I don't see no problem or anything like that when it comes to me getting back to it. It's just in terms of, like, finding a rhythm playing again. I haven't played in a long time, in a couple months. So, I mean, I'm very excited to get back. Obviously, you know, just the way the team playing, we playing for each other, and it's exciting.
Man, Kobe's really been a good soldier, being around, hanging around while he's been hurt. And I was reading, there was he keeps trying to grab a walkie-talkie set off the scorer's table and help facilitate a post-game interview with the best player. And the PR staff is like, Kobe, no, we got that, man. We will take care of that.
I like that he's trying to help.
He keeps trying to grab it. And they're like, we're not even going to turn that on. We're not even going to let you use that thing. It's just
Ian Happ thing. Remember when Ian Happ would do the dugout interviews with the device connected to nothing?
That's right. Yeah, they're doing the fake dugout interviews. So Kobe's like trying to feel part of the thing.
I
love that.
I appreciate that about him. Bulls PR's got it. KC has got it. But it can't hurt. It can't hurt for Coby White to be like, hey, Modest, come over here and talk with KC. Like, I'm all for that.
Like, we got that covered, Kobe. But
I could just see Beth being like, hey, Kobe, we got it.
Don't even turn it on. Guys, we need that one. Damn it. Kobe also, he praised Billy. And he said he feels like there's a synergy between the style that they're playing and the talent that they have. So Kobe's seen some stuff, man. He saw it not quite work with DeMar and with Zach. And now he's seeing it work. I'm with you, man. I think he's going to fit right in.
He had to sit there while those two guys worked out their stuff. And he was just like, I am also good at basketball. But I'm just going to stay over here. Because,
you know, if you guys need somebody.
I can make 3-pointers if you guys would like. I could also dribble drive to the basket. Sometimes I dunk on people. But you guys do you. And I imagine it's a lot like Alex. Like Alex walking in here and he's like, guys, I am also good at sports radio.
Yeah. I'm still waiting on that. You know what I mean? Still waiting on the proof of such things.
I'm sorry, Alex.
You know? I mean, the guy doesn't believe in camaraderie and team building, Alex. You know, that's problem.
That's not the vibe I got from him.
But there was great real camaraderie at his fake event he went to last night, I promise you.
A lot of camaraderie with the folks at Glassa. Yeah. The young professionals at Glassa. We ate some pizza.
Young professionals? Oh. Why were you there?
Yeah, I was...
Let me ask you a question.
I was way out of place.
You got any pictures of this fake event? Like, it's like kind of like the moon landing. You know what I mean?
I mean, I was on the gram last night. Like, I didn't see anything.
Yeah, you didn't see anything from Alex there? No. I mean, what did you do?
And it's funny how he knew everything that had gone on in the Broncos-Raiders game, too.
Yeah, they have TVs at Happy Camper.
Oh, do
really?
They?
Yes. Really?
Do they?
Yeah, Happy Camper. That sounds made up, too. Now that I think about it, it's the name of the venue?
Is that a Happy Gilmore movie?
What's going on there?
It's a sequel?
Yeah. I'm picturing Alex posting pictures. Here am I at the charity event. And it's like he's got little, like, you know, Fisher-Price adventure people or like little dolls that are like doing pretend charity things.
I tried to win us like some, they had raffle tickets where you could win dinners to certain restaurants. And
why would you want to win us a dinner? You wouldn't.
Well,
know.
I want.
You'd make up a reason to not be there.
You guys have already won a dinner, Alex. I'm paying for it and we invited you.
You don't like free dinner. Rather go to fake events than eat free dinner.
For us, I suppose. Yeah, we would love that.
Yeah, sure. We'd enjoy that. Yeah, I'm sure you wouldn't go. Thanks for trying to win it for us at your fake event.
So are we going to do dinner next week?
No, we're doing
it. I'm not available.
All right. Oh, okay. There it is. There it is.
All right. We can use that extra ticket to the Bulls game. All right. Solid.
Oh, my goodness. Seriously, folks, we love Alex. We really do.
He's really good at
his really job. He's really good at his job. It's nice to have him here. Got to say that every once in a while.
Thanks, guys.
Anyway, back to the Bulls.
Oh, yeah, back to the Bulls.
So here's where I'm at, Speegs, on tonight.
Tell me.
Oh, and by the way.
Because tonight, by the way, they're playing the Bucks. Then they got Cleveland. It's like real competition is coming to breakfast here. We thought it was going to be hell coming to breakfast, but maybe not.
Tonight, the Bulls take on the Bucks in the NBA Cup group play from Milwaukee. Pre-game coverage starts at 6:45. Tip-off is at 7. On the score, in the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklifts. Here's where I'm at. I keep thinking about it in terms of, hey, before this was just an opportunity to see the United Center with a different court on it.
The NBA Cup, yeah.
Yeah, but if they win this game, like they're in great shape to move out of the group. And now we have to start thinking of it that way. Like when we're looking at the Bulls now, like tonight is a night, one, you're right. Like to say, all right, you beat the Sixers. What about Giannis and the boys? How's that going to look? But there is something to play for.
Yeah, this NBA Cup thing is actually a really good idea by the league. I mean, maybe the floors drive you crazy. Tonight is an all-green floor.
Yeah, I thought the Bulls floor last week looked great.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about the all-green thing in Milwaukee. But yeah, but it's a cool thing because if anybody may not have caught on, if they move on from the group, then they're in a bracket with a chance to play in like the mid-season tournament where there is financial incentive, and it has proven to be really good, entertaining basketball in the middle of a long season.
It's the NBA doing what international soccer does, and I like it. I wasn't sure if I would like it, and I'm someone who enjoys international soccer, but I like it. And now that we're not just looking at the Bulls knocking those games off of their schedule,
yeah,
and that you can go, all right, here's a game where the Bulls are playing for something that's significant, and that's their lives in this tournament, and I like that.
You know, the desire to just sort of try to build something as opposed to being terrible and trying to tank is something that clearly Arturis Karnišovas has done. They're trying to build something. And are they building something? Do they have something? Well, like we said, the national NBA folks are really thinking about it now. And they're especially perhaps thinking about it because all of this is happening without Coby White. Listen to Bill Simmons from the Ringer podcast. And obviously, you know, Bill Simmons used to do NBA pre and post, but loves the NBA, has written great things about the NBA in the past. Whatever you think of him, dude knows the league and knows like the broad strokes of how you build champions potentially. And here are Bill's thoughts on what the Bulls have right now.
If I'm Chicago, I'm now in a car keys situation.
Yeah.
Like I've struck oil with Josh Giddey. This is not a sample size. This guy is dominating games. He's getting like, even like in crunch time, he's getting where he wants on the court and creating what shot he wants. Like you've got something really special happening here. The thing with them when you watch them, and I've really enjoyed watching them all year, is multiple guys who can beat somebody off the dribble and kick out or go to the basket. And they're just really hard to defend because you're always kind of going backwards. And Coby White fits into that. So they might decide we're just better off keeping him. The Coby White thing, I'm really watching to see what they do. We've never seen Chicago spend money. They've been happy to go 40 and 42 every year and not pay the luxury tax. That's who they've been for 15 years. But they have a chance to, you know.
It's really fun.
They also, if they wanted, they could take Coby and a couple of their bigger contracts and go after an expensive guy.
Well, who's like an expensive guy that we think is
like a guy in the 40s, 50 million range, like a real a guy.
But the who?
I'm not going to say a Jaylen Brown, but like a Jaylen Brown. Mm-hmm. Not actually Jaylen Brown. Mm.
Not Jaylen Brown.
Not actually Jaylen Brown.
Like,
unless Bezelis they wouldn't.
Nobody wants to mess with Sabonis, right? Sabonis isn't.
Sabonis for Chicago? No, that I think they would improve the wings if they did anything.
Okay.
That Patrick Williams, Okoro, those kind of guys.
So hold on. Aside from the specific names, which can sidetrack it, the concept is interesting. Because we've known that Coby White might end up on the trade deadline this year. So as you're seeing all the success without him, do you consider packaging him at some point and making that big play for a real big money star to put with Josh Giddey and see what happens?
My issue is that I thought the whole point of signing Giddey is that he's supposed to be that guy. And Modis is supposed to be that guy. So how did we then get to the place of, well, they've got to go find.
I don't know if they have to go find, but they have an opportunity to think about it that way if they want to. You know, like Arturas has not been aggressive since that day that he signed Lonzo and DeMar. Like, we really haven't seen aggression in any direction. And you and I asked him on opening day, might you be more aggressive one way or the other at the deadline, depending on how this team played? And he said, well, sure, that's possible. So what if he's aggressive to go and make a big play for a superstar? Trey Young comes to mind.
Like, I don't want that.
I don't really want him either. But like, I'm just trying to think of specific opportunities that might present themselves.
My issue is it can't be both things. It can't be the bull struck oil on Josh Giddey, and they also need to go get a $40 million player. Like that, those two things can't be in the same universe for me. Because if you're talking about Giddey as a superstar that's good enough to make you think you can get rid of Coby White, then why would you then go out and compound it and spend on a $40 million player when ideally that next player is Modis Bouzelis?
I hear you. And the fact that you've just signed Giddey to a deal that is going to end up looking good if he's this kind of player, you know, gives you opportunities to pay some of your other guys. So your instinct at this point would just to be to hang around with what you have and see how good you can be with what you have.
I'm being told by everyone that this is the thing. So wait, if this is the thing, then what are we doing? Well, if struck oil.
Yeah.
Right?
But here's the thing. We have talked at different downtimes for this franchise and others in the NBA that you build a nest for a superstar. Build a nest for a superstar to say,
I theoretically have two superstars on your team.
But take it back a year. What about the Rockets, who were building something and developing something, and then they had themselves a nest for Kevin Durant, and now they've added Kevin Durant? See, that's probably the model of what we're talking about.
Yeah, but that Rockets team was second in the West.
Right, so what if the Bulls end up being, you know, a top four team or a top five team in the East? They have themselves a nest for a potential superstar.
I'm just saying, I thought that the whole point of this celebration of Josh Giddey is that he's arrived, and before that, we were all talking about Modis being the superstar.
I know, but the opportunities present themselves when you're good. Opportunities present themselves to see if there's a move that you could make to be great. I agree that it's not time.
Dollar Bill was talking out his hiney a little bit.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. But once that deadline, when that deadline comes, like the conversations are going to be intense. Very, you know, with some of those tradable pieces.
I do think that Coby is a tradable piece.
Woo! Which is crazy. If you're good and you're thinking about trading him, that's crazy.
Well, what about Vooch? Is Vooch here in the big picture?
Now you're talking square biz.
Well, we all would have jumped at that a month ago.
He's playing very tradable ball.
He's playing great ball on a good team. These are the decisions you're going to have to make that are fascinating because they're actually compelling and pretty good.
Compelling and rich.
And rich.
Speaking of rich,
yo,
Alex Brown's going to join us next. He's got money, I think. He's going to be on a boat, and usually people on boats got money. We'll talk with him about being on a boat and how you could be on a boat with them. And you can talk to Bears legends next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Alex Brown.
I know y'all saw the whole Myles Garrett thing where he was, the offensive lineman was screaming at Jordan Love, telling him to, hey, watch out, watch out.
Yeah, run, Jordan, run. That's what the offensive lineman told.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, I beat him on the cleanest inside last series. Jordan! Jordan, run!
Oh, Myles Garrett beat the brakes off of him, and then people asking me, so I get that question. It's like, Alex, have you ever had an offensive lineman say that? But no. Hell, I played against Walter Jones, Orlando Pace. I ain't play against whoever that bum was that he was beat.
Well, no. AB, wait a minute, though. There was the game against the Giants where that left tackle was probably telling his quarterback to run in that game.
Second and 13, and Warner can't find anyone, and down he goes. And it was Alex Brown once again.
Nah, I got lucky on a couple of those, man.
I'll tell you who has played a heck of a game today is Alex Brown. And he has 3 sacks. On that play, he was in the backfield almost in time to take the handoff from Kurt Warner.
Hey, Tommy Harris, run a guy into me, you know, run Kurt Warner out of the pocket. I like that I got the 4.
Big uphill climb for the Giants. Warner runs into his own man, and down he goes. Alex Brown will get credit for his 4th sack of the game. 4 for Alex Brown.
But I don't know. I still get a Christmas card from a guy that left tackle.
You better start helping Luke Pettigrew right now, because Alex Brown is on top of his game. He is beating him with quick moves to the inside. He's beating him with speed to the outside. You've got to do something now to start helping out Luke Pettigrew.
Spiegel and Holmes.
You guys do Alex Brown yet?
Afternoons on the Score.
Wow. Tanny went and found it. And there's Moose Johnston saying Luke Pettigrew is in trouble.
It wasn't really, no diss to Tanny, but it's not hard to find. It's one of the best performances by a defensive end in a football game in the NFL.
But I didn't remember that it was the former Notre Dame offensive lineman, Luke Pettigrew, with the Giants. And it's because that game has come up a couple times in conversation this week while we prepared for another conversation with Alex Brown, because Bears-Giants has a deep, deep history with stuff going back to 1933 and stuff like that game right there.
Yes, for the fourth leading sacker in Bears history, not top five, is a very important distinction that you have to make. Our friend Alex Brown joins us here on The Score. What's up, AB?
What's going on? How you doing?
Man, we are doing great. You're going back on the cruise again?
I am. I'm going back on the cruise, man. I'm super pumped about it. City Cruises, I mean, they always put on a great show. So I am super pumped. I hope everybody got their tickets, because myself, Urlacher, and Rex will be up there, and it's going to be a blast.
I'll tell you, four people who didn't get their tickets is us right here.
Y'all, I'm telling you, UPS having some problems. You know, all this tariff stuff. I mean, it is. They having some issues right now. So I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah. No, you don't got that address correct.
It's fine, AB. We can buy our own tickets. We don't need to beg our friends for tickets.
No,
it's
we
fine.
Like free stuff. I do anyway. But whatever.
But
Alex,
you can go and hang out on the boat with AB and Rex and Urlacher on November 21st. cityexperiences.com/citycruise. You will have a wonderful time. AB, walk me through what it was like for you watching the Bears and the Bengals last week.
Honestly, I watched it like a regular football game, and then we went up by two scores. I was like, all right, it's over. So now I can get up, I can take the dogs out, I can do some stuff, and I come back. So my wife, we on this pick'em for Yahoo, and my pick Cincinnati to win. So she's all bummed out. And I come back and she like got a little grin on her face. Wait a minute, what you grinning about? And it's 41-42. And now I'm in panic mode right now, because you have to pick your favorite team every week. So I have to pick the Bears no matter who they're playing. So I'm like, holy crap, I'm gonna lose a point. And I thought I had the point secured. But fortunately, we have a guy by the name of Caleb Williams, and he did what he's been doing since he's been here, and that is put the Bears in a position to win when it matters the most, and that is during the last 2 minutes of a game. He, more times than not, he is putting us in position to win the football game, and the kid's special, man. I'm ready for everybody else to come on board. I'm kind of lonely on this boat that I've been on for a long time, so get on board and let's go, Chicago.
We get caught up in breaking down the play week to week and thinking about what it could be and what it might progress to. What is it right now? If you're a defensive end and you're game planning and you guys are getting ready for the Bears and Caleb is that quarterback, what are you guys talking about as a defense?
I mean, there's a few things, because he can beat you a lot of different ways. Just for the sake of talking about people, the guy that they just played in Flacco, I mean, you don't have to worry about him scrambling at all, right? So you know where he's going to be in the pocket. But when you play a guy like Lamar Jackson, I mean, you don't want him to run. You want him in the pocket. And yes, he can beat you throwing the ball. I'm not saying he can't. But if you have to pick your poison with Lamar Jackson, you want him in the pocket and not running around. So I think Caleb can do both of them. And I think that's what makes him unique. That's what makes him a special guy. But there's a growing aspect to it. And I think that's what we have to be comfortable with. Understand that the kid's just growing. He's getting better and better and better. And step back and look at what's going on. Not the play-by-play. And you see one play where he misses a guy. Well, hell, I see Patrick Mahomes miss a guy. I see Josh Allen miss a guy. You know, step back and look at the 27 points that we're scoring in a game. And tell me the last time we did that. You know, that is what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm looking at an offense that can go out and you don't have to stress about getting to 17 points, getting to 20 points and being happy. This team is scoring 27 points a game. And you should be able to win with that as a defensive-minded football team like we used to have. So, yeah, 27 points is plenty.
Watching this offense evolve, too, where they're one of the best running teams in the league, too, AB. And that's that's fun because it – walk me through as a defensive player. When a team can do both, what type of stress does that put in the defensive game plan?
It's the most stressful game plan or stressful time that you can have when you have an offense that can do both. So think about the times where – I mean, hell, look at the Super Bowl when – you got a the Super Bowl went to an 06. You got Peyton Manning. You know they can throw the ball, but then you give up 200 yards rushing. So you can't – like you're allowing them to have both aspects of their game. You have to take one away. If you take one away, whether that's the run or the pass, now you make a one-dimensional, and that is the key to being a really good defense, taking one away, making them play into your hand. When you can't do that, you're on edge. Everything, anything can happen. And more times than not, they're beating you and getting in those second and short, third and shorts, and you don't want them in that. You want them in second and long, third and long, so you have to win the first downs. So that's, yeah, it puts you in a very, very stressful situation.
The NFL trade deadline has become a crazy thing, man. Lots and lots of deals. I wonder what it's like, Alex, to be a defensive end. Was he, Lawrence, 6'5", 250, Joe Tryon, Shoyinka?
Mm-hmm.
And
260,
right? 6'5", 260 to be a skilled, you know, athletic defensive end and come in and be asked to play. Like, how quickly could you as a defensive end assimilate to a system and try to play?
Well, I mean, you're going to, they're not drafting you to make you do something that you're not used to doing typically, or they're not trading for you to make you do something that you're not used to doing. So they're going to put him at defensive end. I mean, he can rush the quarterback. So I think he's versatile. I think he's a versatile player that can play a couple positions or a couple different areas and a couple packages that Dennis Allen wants. So that's what I see, and that's why I think they went out and got that guy. So I'm anxious to see how they use him and how they use his talent. Because, yeah, he can. I think he can rush off the edge, but I also think he can get inside, inside eye of the tackle and rush from there and cause havoc with his speed on some bigger guys. Because the closer you get to the center from the tackle position, typically the slower they are. So I know you got a guy coming up here that was pretty quick at center. So I'm not saying him. He's an anomaly. So OG could snap the ball and get out in front on a sweep, which was insane to me. So, yeah. So I think a lot of different skills that he has, he can Dennis Allen's gonna have some things to play with there.
Yeah, it looks like John Michael Schmitz, who went to Homewood Flossmoor High School, my high school, it doesn't look like he's going to be ready this week, and we'll see. But
John,
yes.
Michael Jingleheimer Schmitz.
Yes, his name is my name too.
Right, we didn't get him.
His high school is my high school too.
There it is.
See?
Yeah.
Yep. But yeah, man, he's very athletic. I'm curious what you think of their quarterback, AB. Have you looked at Jackson Dart? Of course you have, because it's SEC football. So what do you think of Jackson Dart?
He's all right. I mean, he's fine. He's not. I mean, depending on what you want him to do. I mean, I want him to throw the ball to try to beat us. I don't want him using his feet. I think he can hurt you there. I think if he gets outside of the pocket, he doesn't understand how to get down. So knock the piss out of him. If he gets outside of the pocket, you punish him. So that's me. But I understand how the league is, and there's a $50,000 maybe fine that might come with that. So you might need to take that with a grain of salt. But if the kid doesn't get down, which I've seen him not get down when he get outside the pocket, you got to make him pay for it. So losing Scatterboo, I think that hurts them a lot. I think coming in, I think a lot of people thought a lot about Scatterboo. But the kid he gets it done. He helps move the chains. And if you move the chains enough, you get to the end zone. And that's what he helped do. So missing him, that's not going to be the question, though. The question this week is going to be taking care of the football, making sure we can win a close game. Because unlike last week, this is not going to be a shootout. This is going to be one of those old school 17-13 type games.
Damn.
Where you're going to have to win by taking care of the football.
The Giants aren't going to hold the Bears to 17. Come on, AB.
Yeah. No. Now, I don't think I think we found ways to run the ball. I don't think we're that great at running the ball. So we found some ways to run the football and be effective.
Hmm.
But that pass rush they got, yeah. if you put Caleb Williams in that situation where he's dropping back 5-7-step drops, holding the ball for 3.5 seconds, just get ready for the damn show that we saw that last time when Cleveland punished Justin Fields.
Oh.
I'm telling you. Oh. Listen, these boys get after the quarterback.
This is what I've been trying to tell Spiegs. I am not as comfortable with this matchup as a lot of other people are, AB, because this you can look at it and say, hey, they're a bad team. Fine, their record shows that you are what your record is. But as far as a matchup goes, I am uncomfortable with this matchup.
Man, we better win on first down. We better win. That is going to be a key. When we look back at this game come Monday or even Sunday night, when you look back at the game and you say, did we win on first down? I think that'll tell you if we won the game.
Man.
Because if we're in second and long and third and longs, we are going to be in trouble.
I'm drunk on this offense. I'm drunk on Ben Johnson. I admit it. I've had shots and shots of Ben Johnson's offense. All right, so you would hit Jackson Dart so hard that you knock the urine.
Stuffing out of him.
The urine out of him.
Let's say stuffing.
What, yes, my bad, yes, the urine.
What quarterback did you hit the hardest? Like, if I asked you to remember a quarterback that you just...
Who you get clean, AB?
Demolished.
Oh, man, I hit... Phil Simms' son, I hit him pretty good. Tommy Harris was hitting him from behind. I hit him in the chest, and we just buried him there. But I did hit Michael Vick on one where a rollout where I caught him, man, in that super cold game.
That Monday night game. Yeah.
Yeah, it was nuts. I hit him. Wow, that was nuts. And I ended up, so when I hit him, I spin around on him, and then I actually stopped and was sitting on top of him, which was awesome. I hope. If anybody's listening to this, if somebody got a picture of that, I'd love to have that picture. But that was a long time ago.
That's so cool. So anybody's got a picture of Alex Brown hitting Mike Vick like that, would you get them a couple tickets to the cruise maybe? I mean, not us, obviously.
You know what? You'll be my guest. You'll be my guest on the cruise, on city cruises. Yes, you'll be my guest. Yes.
I remember that game, and I remember knowing the moment when I knew Atlanta was going to lose that game. And it was the Bears
kickoff.
Well, but there was something specific that happened after Atlanta got the ball the first time, AB, and that was you guys were still on the field, and it was one of the worst conditions ever at Soldier Field that night. You guys were on the field, and only Atlanta's offensive linemen between plays were on the field, and I was like, these boys is cooked. Like, if the specialist and the quarterback have to come to the sideline on every play and every timeout, and they're just leaving the five guys on the offensive line out there, they got no chance to win this game, even with Michael Vick.
That's the one time that everybody realized that what Coach Smith was saying about practicing in the elements, it really mattered. Like, it really helped. And when we're going to go against Green Bay, it's not going to matter. When we're going against Atlanta, we're going against New Orleans or Tampa or somebody like that, where the cold actually matters. Heck yeah! Oh, it's awesome to see them freezing and we're fine.
AB, I love that you guys are doing these cruises, and I love that Rex is like feeling the love from people. And I think he stayed away because maybe he thought there wasn't any love for him, and there's a lot 100%. Of love for him. And I'm glad that he's seeing it on these cruises.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's taking some time, though. I think it's taking some time for people to understand just how much he meant to that team. I think everybody on that team would say that we don't make it there without Rex. I think he gave us a dimension down the field where we can stretch the ball, stretch the field, hitting Bernard Berry and going deep, or hitting up Bradley going deep. Like, we just had that extra dimension. And then now we're scoring 27 points again. I think they were second in the league points that year. So tied for second in the league with New England, maybe, or maybe even Indy. But it was amazing. So if we're going to get that type of production, hell yeah, we should win. I actually think like the defense, we took a step back from 05 to 06 because in 05, we knew we weren't getting that. So we knew we had to hold people and there was no room for error. And yeah, it was a more successful season. But had we had that 05 team, that 05 defense or that type of mindset, I think we win the Super Bowl easy, honestly.
AB, we appreciate you, man. Have fun on the cruise. We'll talk soon.
100%. Appreciate you, man.
It's Alex Brown right there. When we come back, Lawrence, we need to talk about a particular unit, not HT's unit, but a particular unit on
the
Bears.
He talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, he did. And a particular unit on the Bears that is being thought of very, very highly around the league. And there was a firing on a different NFL team within the last 10 minutes.
Was it HT?
I think you'll be very interested in the firing that just took place.
All right, let's do all that next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Who would dare interrupt me during my midday fast? Yeah. Oh, the Spiegel and Holmes show.
Afternoons on The Score.
Look at what the rookie Manung guy has done and what has been a career day already over the 100-yard mark. This will be another hard physical first down run. Remember, they got him with the 7th-round pick. Did that midseason trade right at the deadline last year. Ryan Poles sending his running back Khalil Herbert to the Bengals for a 7th-round pick that eventually became Manungai.
Kyle Manungai had himself a week. The Bears offensive line had themselves a week last week. When you're averaging over 7 yards a carry, almost 8 yards a carry, you're having a good week.
AQ Shipley does good work analyzing offensive line play. Former center right there. And he does it on the Pat McAfee Show. He had love nationally for the Chicago Bears.
The number one offensive line in week 9.
the Chicago Bears. Congrats to the Bears.
Wow.
High scoring affair. Bears' offensive line had to be great.
If you turn on their film, there is bodies on the floor on every single play. And I love – you got to give Ryan Poles a lot of credit. He went out and made some crazy moves this offseason. We're going to really bring in a bunch of new offensive linemen, and it has paid off. If you watch this, check out this. By the way, their left tackle, Braxton Jones, starts the season. He gets injured. They put this guy in, this Canadian who was on the practice squad, Theo Benedict. You want to talk about a block? Let's watch this dude. Climb on the safety. Damn. Run his ass to the sideline. Bury him into the
That's illegal.
How good is that?
What do you mean, AJ?
That's actually pretty. That's pretty awesome. I can't lie.
Okay, so that's the left tackle.
I want to be that defender. That's great.
AJ, so that's the left tackle. And I think the boys in the back got another clip of Darnell Wright. Let's take a look at this. Here he is to our left playing right tackle against Shamar Stewart, the first round pick.
Ooh.
Take his ass and bury him on the other side.
Jeez Louise, the Bears are burying these Bengals bodies deep into the dirt.
That's it.
I was trying to think of another B word, but they're for real, huh? The Monsters of the Midway are actually the Monsters of the Midway.
Who does that remind you of? That's the Detroit Lions offensive line just beating you up. That's what Ben Johnson's bringing to this team.
Wow, Ben Johnson's culture settling in everywhere. Yeah, so you're saying that the offensive line for the Chicago Bears is going to be good for the rest of the year?
They're healthy. Dolman, the new center, unbelievable. The two tackles are playing great. They got Jonah Jackson at right, and obviously Tooney's an absolute monster. I mean, they look really good.
Chicago Bears are the real deal.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Let the bodies hit the...
I can't make that note.
Hear A.J. Hawk begrudgingly giving some love. I can't lie. I can't lie. That's good.
This is probably the only words he said that day.
That's what he sounds like?
Yeah.
Oh, man. The firing I wanted to tell you about around the NFL. The Las Vegas Raiders have relieved special teams coordinator Tom McMahon of his duties. I didn't know you could fire a special teams coach in the middle of the year. Lawrence, did you? I didn't know you could do that. HT is surviving, but Tom McMahon is not out there in Vegas. Interesting.
Yesterday was a crappy weather day in Denver, and the wind was swirling. It was one of those games where you hit the ball and it just kind of goes sideways on sheer principle.
I bailed that game. I bailed on that game in
as
the third
you
quarter.
Should have.
Yeah, but they missed a field goal with like 4.5 minutes and could have tied it. It wasn't that far right.
I get it. If you're not happy, if you're Pete, and Pete has a background in special teams stuff too, I'm sure he's got a disciple somewhere that he can make something happen.
So the coach that all the Raiders fans want fired on that staff
is Pete.
Well, not yet. They want the offensive line coach and run game coordinator fired.
What's his name?
Brennan Carroll. Brennan Carroll.
A Nepo baby.
Yeah. Brennan Carroll, Pete's son, is the offensive line coach, and the Raiders fans do not believe he deserves to be the offensive line coach.
By the way, you're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday, presented by your local Ford dealers in Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Why don't we take a break and we talk to someone who really knows some offensive line play himself? We can find out what Olin thinks as he went and looked at the tape of the Bears offensive line. How did they play? And what are his concerns about the Giants defensive line? We'll go through all of that next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.